Come on, busy boy. Busy boy. Busy boy, come on. Come on, Geo. Busy boy. Busy boy, come on.
No, you're really not in the mood, are you, actually?
Definite no.
Okay, come on then, let's go in then. Find the door. I've lost my sense of direction. Where's the door gone? Find the door. Oh, good. He's actually going to the door today. That's good. Stand there. Hang on. Stand. I need to move the cone. Wait. In you go. Stand there. Right. Oh, let's go back to the room. Cold. Find the way. Good boy. We're in the bowels of the hotel. Stand. Good boy. And I'm going to go back to the room and we're going to go to bed. And it's only 8:30. What a treat. Come. Lift button. He did do a wee, so that was good. Pardon me, just finished dinner. Pardon me. And continued having a chat with John. But I'm really, 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 really tired. I just want to go to bed. And I'm a bit cold. Right, that's a lift at the end by the sound of it. That's okay. Are you in it? Nope. Here you come.
Please mind the door. Doors closed.
Sounds just like my lifts at work. I say my lifts.
Ground floor.
Right there.
Doors open.
Okay, find left. To avoid all the wet paint. Here, find the way. And the door. Don't touch the wall or whatever you do. Through you go. Good boy. Okay. And here we are. In you come, Geo. Good boy, well done. Light on. Why are these hotel rooms always so dim? It is so dark in here, it's ridiculous. I don't even get any light reflecting off his harness or anything. It's so dark. Right, good boy, should we get to take your harness off you? Head out. Mind your ears. We'll chop them off now, do we? Oh, that's a big shake. Big shake, isn't it? Okay, can you sit? Good boy. You wait. Wait. Off you go. Good boy. Heating on in here too, I think. It's meant to be air conditioning, but it actually turns into like forced heat. But that's fine right now. So I think I remember this happening last time when I was on training. After a while, just all the thinking starts to get a bit much. It's a different kind of thinking to what one is used to doing normally. And I think guide dog training is particularly difficult if you're somebody who is not necessarily that much of a practical person. You know, if you're somebody who, through school and university and things, you know, you're used to... Led on to work, obviously, and you know, used to maybe studying for things in a sort of academic sense. Actually, this is so different that it's really, really draining. And I am getting to the point now where the tiredness is starting to really catch up with me, and I feel quite exhausted. Goodness knows how people used to do this when classes were 3 weeks in a guide dog centre somewhere. I don't think that would have worked well for me. But I'm happy with how it's going. I feel positive about it. I feel that there is a trajectory in terms of Geo feeling confident in me as an owner, and so becoming more responsive. I know that it's going to take a little while. It's going to take probably the remainder of the training, including that at home, before we get to that point. But I know that we can get there, and that's quite important. And some of that was from the conversation yesterday with Tony, which was so useful.
Geo, where are you? Geo, come. Are you in the bathroom? Are you wanting water? Yes. Have I not given you any? That's a bit cruel of me, isn't it? I'll get you some water. Yeah. Get you some water. Where's your bowl gone? Something down there. Good boy.
You're going to have to learn to tell me, I think, rather than just standing there. Well, I can't see you standing there. Off you go. Should have been able to wait a bit longer. Good boy. Pardon me. We no longer have his favourite toy here, the one which is constantly soaked in dog saliva. It has gone to guide dogs. Office to be put through the washing machine. so it's a little less yucky. I might give him the squeaky one for a little bit though. Would you,
Geo, come here.
I'm starting to take my shoes off.
Come here. Come to me. Good boy.
That's good. Oh, you're nice and warm. Tell you what, instead of giving you the toy, I might just have a cuddle. You're lovely and warm, aren't you? It's warm, doggy. Good boy.
Wait there a second.
Let's have a quick cuddle. Quick cuddle. Ooh. Ooh. Fat chance of that, he's going. I'm having a cuddle. Are you going to rip up your bed again? Not rip it up, but throw it up. His tail is wagging. He's got his head on the floor. It's almost as though he's going into a forward roll. You silly dog, aren't you? You silly dog. Yeah, you're a silly dog. And you're now trying to bite my hand, which is not good. Have you never heard this thing about not biting the hand that feeds you? This is the hand that feeds you, okay? Don't bite it, or I will bite you back. You think he's afraid? Geo, would you like a toy? Can I find you a toy? Nice. I love the ear waggy sound. It's brilliant. Let's find the squeaky toy. It's on top of the wardrobe somewhere. There we go. That also got a little bit manky, and has now dried off, so it feels a bit strange. You know, the squeaker doesn't seem to have recovered quite as well as it did the previous time. See if they still squeak. Or they have killed it this time. All right, one side's going to squeak. Let's see about the other side. Not much life left in the other side of it. It's funny because the previous time it just sort of expanded back out, but this time it's struggling to recover. Oh, there we go. Yep, and down again. So you can sort of get it back to shape, but it doesn't stay there. To go with the other side of it. Now, they're huge lozenge things, maybe 2.5 inches long, 1.5 inches wide, quite thick, and within this sort of slightly cuddly shape thing. Right, I think we're sorted on this. Would you like this? Pope and Catholic, he suggests. Could you go to your bed, please? It's not your bed. Where's your bed? Look, I'm not silly. You're not in your bed. Where is your bed? I'm going to walk towards him and hopefully he will move into his bed. Where's he gone? He wasn't where I thought he was. Come on, you. Get in your bed now. In your bed. In your bed. Thank you. Good boy. Here you go. Got it? Don't know why I went squeaky there. Good boy. Oh. So, we are marching through time now, and there isn't that long to go. This isn't meant to be my sort of day in summary recording, so I won't go into stuff too much. Looking forward, we have the excitement tomorrow of traffic, which basically means near and far traffic. Near traffic is traffic that's adjacent to the curb that you're on. Far traffic is stuff on the other side. And you basically, in a fairly controlled environment, tell the dog to go forward at a point where you wouldn't want it to go forward. And theoretically, it should disobey you. So we'll see how that goes. It's quite difficult, actually. So I'm not going to hold my breath. Although the main difficulty is we've got to leave at 9:10 tomorrow. 9:10? I might have to skip breakfast. And then I expect there'll be a normal walk in the afternoon. Thursday we're going to do a night walk, although I've been doing dusky ones anyway, so that's not too bad. And hopefully go out for a meal somewhere. And then we're also going to try and fit in a free run at some point, which is sort of traditional in class, that you have a sort of class free run. And I think that might be in Regent's Park. And then go home and have another week or two of training there. And then hopefully get qualified and get on with life, basically. You're doing a good job of kidding that, Gio. It's you I'm talking about, Mr. Hound. Yes. No, don't eat your bottom, because you'll want to lick me afterwards, and I do not want to be licked with a tongue that has been up your bottom. It's true. It's disgusting. You are a disgusting creature. You are. What will we do with these doggy creatures? They're trouble, aren't they? Trouble, yes they are. He's rolling on his back now. And I've got one hand around his collar and the other one on his tummy. Yeah. And he's waving his arms about and thrashing his mouth, which I have to say, though not as long as Vance's, does have some rather nice sharp teeth in it. Yeah, as well as some stinky breath. Stinky breath. Fishy breath, mister. Oh, now my earphone cord has got wrapped around his foot. That's not so good because it might strangle me. Stop beating your bottom. Stop beating your bottom. No, we are not eating our bottoms. It may be a doggy thing to do, but you're not, you're more than a doggy. Good lad. He's a good boy, really.